three sponsees. We'll be hearing from three sponsees now in the second half of our program. Each of our speakers will have 7 minutes to share. And our first speaker is Christy. And Christy, how would you like to be timed?
Can you just tell me when I have 2 minutes left?
Okay, Simca's on it.
Great, thank you. Hi everyone, Christy, compulsive overeater. I'm grateful to be here this afternoon with all of you. So I was asked to talk about how I found my sponsor, Za. I've been in program 11 years now, so it's plural, and how they've helped me. So I guess I just want to start by saying that it is so brave and courageous for someone to go up to someone else or call them or text them or reach out and say, you know, are you available to be a sponsor? Sometimes people aren't available and that's a little difficult. But my first experience, I had come to OA, like I said, about 11 years ago, and I came and just listened for a few weeks before I was willing to even ask anybody. And I got this phone list, and I just called two really random people, people I had seen at meetings, but I didn't know them. And I thought, all right, well, I guess if they call me back and someone's available, I'll get a sponsor. It was, the timing was funny. It was actually April Fool's Day that, and I just remember that. So one of the people called me back and she was like, well, I'm not available, but I'm willing to get you started. So I was like, great, because had she not said that, I might have just been like, oh, okay, no worries. And I don't know that I would have ever come back. So she said, but you know, it's really just temporary. And so we started, I came up with a food plan, and I really didn't know how I was gonna do it, because everything I ate, you know, sugar, wheat, and flour was not on this food plan. But I'm like, okay. She's like, just do it for one day. I'm like, all right, I could do that. So I worked with her for a little while, and I continued coming to meetings, and she was great. And I was like, oh, maybe I could just stay with her. And she's like, I really am, like, you know, very booked, great for her. She set great boundaries. So one day she kind of was like, oh, look, here's someone who's available. And so I can't say my experience started out with like, find someone who has what you want and then ask them, but that's been okay. So here I was kind of thrust toward this other lady, and I ended up working with her my first 10, 11 months in program, and had beautiful abstinence, and it was like seamless. I was able to follow my food plan. It just worked. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't believe it. I started working the steps. We did 1, 2, and 3. And it was all good. And then this particular sponsor had to step down. So I was just thinking before I was speaking, if there was ever a time in program where I didn't have a sponsor, because even though it's been 11 years, it has not been straight abstinence that whole time. There was that one week that I did not have a sponsor. And I remember feeling like I could just go crazy. Like I didn't have to be accountable to anyone. And, you know, I had to wait to find someone new. I really didn't. Looking back now, you know, I could have just asked someone to take my food till I found someone else. But, you know, this was like permission to, you know, in my mind, to eat. So therefore I lost my abstinence, and, nothing to do with her, not, you know, that's her recovery. My recovery is my responsibility. And I then like kind of sponsor hopped for a while, you know, cause of course I thought if I found the perfect sponsor, then I could get abstinent and everything would be great. And, you know, that's not how it works. What works is what I put into my recovery. You know, my sponsor is not responsible for my recovery. They're a guide. They're actually just wrote down a bunch of things. They're my accountability. They're a good listener. They're someone who reminds me that this program works if I work it. But they are not my parent. They are not my therapist. They're certainly not my higher power, my savior. They're not a disciplinarian. They're someone that is there to guide me and has, you know, gone through this, maybe only has one day more than me, but has gone through the steps and they take me through the steps. I've gone through the steps now. I've been in program 11 years. And I'm also in another fellowship. I've probably been through the steps about 9 times. Now that doesn't mean I continue to go deeper and deeper with it, because I certainly can. Again, it's my level of willingness. I was mentioned earlier, not everyone's a fit, right? So I've had several different sponsors who, you know, for whatever reason, you know, maybe they stepped down, or maybe they switched the program they were working, or perhaps the time we used to speak doesn't work anymore, or something in life changed, or I wasn't willing enough. You know, there's been times where, you know, I have to say though, I'm pretty willing. I remember a time when I had a sponsor and I kept picking up. I just kept picking up. And she said to me, just text me what you're going to eat before you eat it, even if like you're going to pick up. So I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have, you know, 2 of these that were not on my food plan. And I was just like being a little like scooch, right? And I'm just like, so she's like, call, you know, call me. And so that saved me a couple times from picking up. But again, that person is not there to keep me abstinent. And I have to remember that. And I can't put that on anybody. You know, they're there. You know, I also have a whole network of people as a sponsee. My sponsor is not the only person I go to. So I have to have a network of people in program. My sponsor's not always going to be available the moment I might need something, you know. Thank you. Thank you, Simca. So how have they helped me? Every sponsor I've had has helped me in some way. I've learned something from them. I have taken away something that I can now give to someone else. And it's just been a joy to get to know each and every one of them. And every time, if I've had to switch sponsors for different reasons, I've always thought, oh, this is the worst, you know, this is horrible, I don't want to do this. And God put someone else in my life that needed to be the next person I encountered, you know? So I always try to not look at it like, oh, this is the worst horrible thing that could ever happen. You know, I know nothing in this world happens, you know, that's not in God's time. Mm-hmm. So I really have trusted that each person I've been led to has been put there to teach me something else. And, again, I think it's just remaining willing, remaining teachable, being honest. If we're struggling, you know, whether that's with food or whether that's emotionally, being, you know, emotionally sober is a big deal. The food is a big deal. Certainly, you know, coming up with a food plan with your sponsor that works for you. People have different ways of sponsoring. I have a friend who recently switched sponsors and sent me a list of requirements of this new sponsor. And I said, wow, that's pretty intense. You know, and it really just depends on your willingness, and every sponsor is different. Sim, is that it? I don't know. You're unmuted. So really, again, it's a big, thanks. It depends on my level of willingness, what I'm going to get out of that sponsor-sponsee relationship. So with that, I will close, and thank you all for allowing me to share.
Thank you for sharing, Christy. That was really great. We appreciate it. Okay, our second speaker as a sponsee is Gail. Go ahead, Gail. How would you like to be timed?
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning. Okay, Simca. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gail, a compulsive overeater. Very grateful to be here. I I thought early this morning about what I wanted to share today, you know, so it would be from my heart, although I do have a tendency, I want to do service, but I have a tendency to still want to read my notes. So I'm not 100% comfortable yet being, you know, off the cuff here. Well, I totally gave up being able to control my weight problem, which was at a critical level. I knew OA was the only answer for me, and I knew that successful members have sponsors. And I happened to be ready for recovery when I went back to OA at my first meeting, because I had been in relapse for a couple decades. So at my first meeting back, I said I needed a sponsor, and I was very fortunate to be given one at that meeting and called her the very next day. I needed help. I needed guidance. And just because I was in OA, you know, decades ago, I still had fear. I had a lot of questions, such as, can I really do this at my age? I'm a real critical level food addict, having like doubled my weight. And so, you know, how does this work for me? And how do you stay abstinent? I remembered the tools, and I knew about having a food plan, but then I was thinking, you know, what happens next? So while I was thinking about what I was going to write today as a sponsee, I realized how fortunate I am to have this person that's willing to commit to help me on a daily basis. I call her every day. I turn over my food plan. I read my writings to her, as well as my gratitude list and my action plan. And I also email it every day. And then I'm just thinking today, here is a person who is already in recovery and already knows about this disease and what I'm going through. And I'm thinking just today, like, how cool is that? You know, that this person is willing to put the time in for me. I'm so grateful that my sponsor guides me to the resources. For example, working through step 4, weeding through character defects. And through literature and sharing her experience, strength, and hope, as it says in the literature. And I'm told overeating is just a symptom of this disease. So the relationship was more like, you know, what's eating me rather than, you know, what I'm eating. So knowing that, I have great respect for this person that sponsors me. I know it's, and then for me as a sponsee, I know it's courteous thing for me to be, I'm responsible to call on time. I do whatever assignments I need. I have them ready and I follow the directions in the program. So initially it was like going back to school as a sponsee. You know, learning the tools again, getting organized, shopping, preparing my food, attending meetings, doing my daily assignments. So all, you know, that took me a while, the first like couple months. And even with that, my sponsor had very practical advice about these tasks and what to do. And so I learned to listen to her advice, because over time, everything started to make sense. I started to see that recovery was really possible. And sharing that joy with my sponsor is a very special bond. It's a very, very special bond with this person. A short time after I became abstinent, then I realized, you know, they say that was the first 3 steps. You know, like somebody said, it was like the decision. And then life started happening all around me. I was abstinent and my sponsor became my lifeline as things started happening in my life. Learning how to work through the steps and applying them to my life events is why I need a sponsor. My sponsor was there through my 5 weeks of COVID, episodes of atrial fibrillation, and the death of 2 close family members, like within 6 months. An experience and feelings I never noticed before, all without numbing myself with food or anything else. Okay, I've been in recovery a little over a year. And when I tell my sponsor a situation that happened, like something I did, or more likely something I chose to not do to try to control a situation, she understands how a defect has been lifted from me. This is a wonderful, hard to explain, but it's a wonderful spiritual experience between me, the sponsee, and my sponsor. Working this program and applying the steps to life, I realize is a very, personal and spiritual experience. However, I really need a sponsor to learn the principles of the program, the literature, meetings, and events. But most of all, I need the help, which was difficult to ask for until I was like super desperate. And I needed to be honest with a person who comprehends my disease. I needed an honest and truthful person, and the anonymity of this program is a very wonderful thing to be cherished. This morning, a little more to go. This morning I read from the For Today book, and it was what I was trying to say about my feelings about having a sponsor. It talks about courtesy of the heart. It's a relationship that is non-judgmental, guilt-free, welcomes people and new ideas. It's not snobbish or superior, able to learn from everything and everyone, appreciates rather than criticizes, and so on. I feel very blessed to have that in a sponsor. And I hope I too can be able to show, in quotes, courtesy of the heart to all. In closing, I'm immensely grateful to be a sponsee, and now I can pass this life-saving program onto others being a sponsor. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Gail. That was wonderful. Thank you for being willing to share your experience. All right. And our third sponsee speaker is Arlene. Arlene, how would you like to be timed?
Can you see me?
I do see you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me 2 minutes warning.
Okay.
Because I have
all right. Okay. On it.
All right. Hi, everybody. My name is Arlene. I'm a compulsive overeater. So there are a couple of things I want to say first. First, this is a disease of isolation, and I absolutely cannot do it on my own. And other is that my sponsor is not my higher power or my God. Sponsors have clay feet. I'm not saying that about the sponsor I have now. I'm saying that as I was being a sponsor, there were times when I picked up and I had to drop my sponsor. And I did have one sponsor years ago that I just loved her, and she picked up and she had to drop me. And I thought I was gonna like have a stroke because she was my higher power, but I learned from that. So I also want to say that my first meeting was in 1974. So I am going way, way back. I'm a relapse survivor. I have had all different kinds of sponsors. And you know, you only know what you know. So my very first sponsor in 1974, I went to a meeting. I was living in New York, and she only knew so much. And she became, you know, one of my best friends. I mean, I had 35 people at my wedding, and she was in my parents' backyard, and she was there. So, you know, we were real close. And so it was the days when we did gray sheet, and I was what I hear in these rooms a lot. I was on a food plan with a bunch of friends. I loved the food plan. It was very easy. I went to all different kinds of meetings. I went to AA meetings. I went to OA meetings. And for some reason, I never heard anything. I never understood the steps. I continued to be a victim. I lost all the weight because, you know, diets work. So I went to a meeting every day. I never worked a step. I heard things from the big book. I never applied any of it. So that's what happened to me in 1974. You know, obviously it has evolved. So, you know, when I had no recovery, still loony bin, and met my husband. So, you know, it's been a real roller coaster for him. But as the years went on and I had different sponsors and I sponsored people, I started learning more about like really working the steps. And I'm gonna like fast forward through all of it until like another a sponsor before the one I have now, who was phenomenal, but she it was really intense. She took me through the steps. I had like an hour of homework every day. We met twice a week. I had worksheets. She had me really working. And it was wonderful. I felt great. I felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. But when she was done with me, she let me go out into the world, because this is what she did. And I didn't get another sponsor. And that is why I am saying, for me, I cannot do this program alone. I cannot go to meetings and do everything I'm supposed to do without having a sponsor. So I stopped going to meetings. I started doing other things. And I got myself back in trouble. And the good news was I didn't leave the room for 10 years. You know, I'm getting, I don't have 10 years, you know, like I don't have that. It's like life is now. So I got my current sponsor, and I have things that I need to do. But what she has done for me, the one thing she has done for me is, what is my part in it? So when you are, when you perceive yourself as a victim your whole life, it's never your fault. Anything that ever happened to me with my, you know, it's always with the kids and the family, you know, sometimes work, but mostly it's the people you live with. What this sponsor did for me, when I would say, this happened, this happened, this happened, she would say to me, what's your part in it? And I go, well, I'm not good at that. Like, help me. And it has changed my, I have 2 minutes? Okay. It has changed my life around. I have, these past 6 or 7 months have made such a difference having this sponsor work with me. I give my food, my gratitudes, everything gets written and sent to her at night. I have things I have to do. If something is bothering me, I have to talk about it right away. I've got to get to the bottom of it. I go to sleep with a clean slate. Nothing is building up in my head. And I absolutely could not do this on my own, because a sick mind cannot heal a sick mind. I need the rooms. I need the people in the rooms. I need to hear their experiences. And I absolutely, essentially need to have a sponsor. So I have lots of notes here, but I think I have gone through my 7 minutes. Is that correct? I have 1 more minute. Let's see if I have any gems. Let's see. Well, I said the thing about the victim. And I guess the most important thing for me is, oh, and we're also, we read together. We're right now, we're reading Drop the Rock, which is a fantastic book, but part of, and I made the decision, which she left it up to me. I call her 6 days a week. The only reason I don't call her on Monday is because we're going to the same meeting. But for now, I needed to speak to her every day, and she was willing to give me like a half hour or so every day, which is like such a miracle. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Arlene. Thank you. Really great share. Oh my goodness. Personally, on behalf of our inner group committee, I'd like to thank all of our speakers for sharing again your experience, strength, and hope with all of us, sponsors, sponsees. Thank you to each of you for coming to learn how to strengthen your own, to strengthen your sponsoring, to learn more about becoming a sponsor and the impact of this service and tool of our program. Our hope is that each of you found at least one takeaway to help you in your journey. We, your inner group, believe that the sponsor-sponsee relationship is a sacred one. The trust bond and the anonymity do provide a safe place for each of us to grow in our own recovery and in our emotional sobriety. The handouts that I know the link is in, should be in the chat. It will be again on our website as well. And for sure, the the handouts that we're talking about, especially the sponsor, the guide for sponsors. This is actually a brochure, but if you go to oa.org and go under resources, document library, when you get into the document library and use the filter sponsor, there was a PDF dropdown, and I know Judy did put it in the chat, but all of the sponsor material, it's unbelievable. So you will not be, you will not be without resources. Before we close with the OA promise, Judy would like to present a beautiful summary of sponsorship that is found in A Guide for Sponsors. Judy, go ahead. And Jenny's going to share the screen, I think.
Hi, everybody. I am also putting in the chat the direct link to the sponsorship kit. You can buy this pamphlet separately, but you can also buy a sponsorship kit for a big $3.50 that has incredible stuff in it. But I'd like to share this because I think this is such a beautiful summing up. They call it a conclusion. No one can touch the heart of a compulsive overeater like another compulsive overeater. A sponsor is simply someone committed to helping another member on the road to recovery. Those of us who have gone before you have found that sponsoring is not only a joyful experience, but also a rewarding one. It has enriched our programs and our lives beyond measure. Don't let the fear of being imperfect stop you. You don't have to be perfect, just willing. Trust that your higher power will be there, guiding you as always on the continuing journey of recovery. As OA's responsibility pledge states, always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Judy. That's really a perfect summary. I agree 100%. Okay. Jenny, I know that was my way. Jenny's going to share the screen for the OA promise, and I'm going to ask everyone to please unmute. I know it will be a cacophony of sound, but that's okay. All right. All right. So all who wish to, please join me in, also known as Roseanne's prayer. Okay, ready. I put my hand in yours.
And together we can do.
May you all find peace and of happy destiny. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone.
And thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to go to our sponsorship program.
Take care, everybody.
Go to njioa.org.
Yes, NJIOA.
Thank you, everyone who gave service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Sign up to be a sponsor.
We have a list there. I saw it growing.
Everybody, sign up. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Really great job. Yeah.